I assume that you are in pajamas, lying on a comfortable bed or couch. You have turned out all bright lights, leaving the room in semi-darkness. You're lying on your back, your arms and legs straight. Now, close your eyes.
Mind Decoder. Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Tripped out music for the discerning head.
The game is to feel real.
Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder, the tripped out, switched on radio show
for the psychedelically inclined here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station here on Waiheke, presented by me, L.
It's a kaleidoscopic roller coaster of a ride that takes you through the ups and downs,
the ins and outs of your conscious mind, that parks itself in the unconscious mind where it's loads more fun. And on tonight's show, you'll hear music by the GTOs, the Fraternal Order of the All.
Nick Drake, Sandy Denny, Ian Skelly, Amon Dool, and Estelle Di Mario Schifano, to name just seven of the acts I've got
lined up, mixed up, mashed up, and messed up into a continuous mix of psychedelic pop, acid folk, hauntology, krautrock, and music that simply slipped between the cracks. There's a track listing available where you'll also find I've added a few primer notes for those of you who wish to delve a little bit deeper. Check out the podcast section and click on Mind Decoder 28.
And if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you can also download the show.
But I'll be back in 45 minutes or so to bring you up to date with the tunes and just to see that you're doing okay as you experience the show that one listener called
a bit much, really. So, get yourself sorted, dim the light, take the phone off the hook and enter the zone any way you know how.
Maybe light a joss stick or two, or a candle, or heading off to sleep if you must. You're listening to Mind Decoder. Please enjoy your trip.
Shack by the sea. And breathe the sweet salt air. To live with the dawn and the dusk. The new moon and the full moon. The tides, the wind, and the rain. To surf and comb the beach and gather seashells and driftwood and know the thrill of loneliness and lose all sense of time and be free. To hike over the island to the village and visit the marketplace and enjoy the music and the food and the people. And do a little trading. And see the great ships come and go. And man, have me a ball. And in the evening, when the sky is on fire, Heaven and earth become my great open cathedral, where all men are brothers, where all things are bound by law and crowned with love. Poor, alone, and happy, I walk by the surf and make a fire on the beach. And as darkness covers the face of the deep, lie down in the wild grass and dream the dream that the dreamers dream. I am the wind, the sea, the evening star. I am everyone, anyone, no one.
Actually, right now, I'd kind of like to just get some knowledge, like, from things that, like, the stars and the sky, you know, and fire and things like that, that have really seen it all, man, and the sun and the moon, because they've just, you know, been here since the very beginning. And, you know, well. Well, everybody's right, but I got something you wanted to say right now.
Before the word Beatles, when connected, form the number 3 rather than 4. When visiting the wall in 1970, there were in fact 13 dots on the wall. But the picture purposely included only these 8 dots. Passing through this otherwise clear photograph is a girl in a blue dress. What's the reason for this? Hold the album some distance away and observe her elbow. What will appear is the image of Paul McGovern.
I've spent 4 years in this building, and I discovered the impotence of power of government. Government cannot change the lives of people.
And people who tell me that we don't need an awakening in America, that's premeditated ignorance in view of all that we see around us.
What is the hope for young people that you see around me everywhere? What is the hope for kids like these who want to be part of the American dream, who want to aspire to live up to their full potential?
All of this would indicate that man is racing toward as some sort of a climax in history.
The Christian Broadcasting Network presents... It's time to pray, America.
Mind.
I see all the people I want to see. I be all the people I want to be. And find all the treasures I want to find. All along with the images, there's no one kind.
Magic forest and see what we can see.
sudden, the great pyramid rose before me, and I saw the giant sunflower spreading its wings like a giant caterpillar, what had turned into a butterfly, and love was all around. Whoa, I said, I've never been down this path before. Look at that, it has no eyes but sight.
Risky and revelatory territory which has been explored for thousands of years. By mystics and visionary philosophers. In the last year, we are told that perhaps 1 million Americans, most of them young people, have made the LSD experience a part of their lives. Is this a social menace and a cause for alarm? I don't think so. I see nothing less than the speedy evolution of a new indigenous religion.
supernatural. Perhaps baloney, perhaps not.
Change one tape, entire process is regeared. Pleasure, the inevitable byproduct of our civilization. Tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
What's bothering you right now? Materialism. People don't have the proper sense of
value. Things could go faster without using the safety valves, you know. They could make more money, so they just let the environment just get completely ruined.
Field with flowers and crush them all, not even look at them. And if they put a dent in their car,
honking, all the noise. Cars bug me because they seem to have control over the whole situation. People go around cars.
I don't dig this town.
I don't always
feel suicidal. Well, I guess it bugs me the way hate sort of plays off of itself.
Everybody's going 60 miles an hour when the earth is traveling at the speed of light. I like to know where they're trying to get.
Someone else a dirty turn.
I still believe in love. I still don't believe that people have forgotten that. I'm just really tired, you know.
All right.
Thank you.
underneath, you know well, you have nothing to fear. For the dreams that came to you when so young told of a life where spring has sprung. You would seem so frail in the cold of the night when the armies of emotion go out to fight. But while the earth sinks to its grave, sail to the sky on the crest of a wave. So forget this cruel world and sing my song. And if one day you should see me in the crowd, lend a hand and lift me to your place in the cloud.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
Written in
round and round. The burning circle, all the seasons 1, 2, and 3. Autumn leaves with the winter. Spring is born and wanders free.
Listening to Myers Decoder.
Trumpet I hear you. What a club. The drums. I hear is what I clap. The sound of the radio I hear is what I clap. The sound of the dancing I hear is what I clap. I'm listening to the sound of Thomas' guitar in the Portmayo studio, but I wonder what the sound that Katrine hears of his guitar is like. The voice of his speaking and the things he speaks of is what I clutch. The clutch that I'm listening to is a clutch of this chord. What you're listening to is a collage of this collage. The collage that we are listening to is a collage of this collage. When I was a child, the things I used to wonder about, thinking as I looked at the light of the car that reflected on the ceiling, I wonder why I don't know the actual moment of when I fall asleep. I was in my bed talking to my sister, and in the next moment I realized it was morning. I asked my sister about it, but she said that no one remembers things like that. But it didn't satisfy me. And so, I always think about it. And then, when I think it's Sunday, it's already Saturday. From one day, I started to look at for the moment I go to sleep. Every night, as I speak of different things with my sister in bed, I was looking out for the moment. When I realized it was morning, it was like that, even on one of those nights, that I couldn't fall asleep smoothly. I think of it at times, even now. We fall asleep every night, but I wonder why I can't sense it. When I go to sleep, even as I've grown older now, I still find it strange. One day, I found some nice shoes in a store, but my feet were too small for those shoes. I thought of giving up, but since I liked them so much, I decided to buy them. It was about the next day when I wore those shoes and went up the stairs. It's the stairs I go up every day, but I trip, like it was the first time I climbed them. It was like a surprise to myself. It was like an error on the computer. It felt like it was telling me that it was the wrong side for my feet. From then on, I experienced tripping down those stairs two or three times, but when I realized I was able to walk in those shoes smoothly, my body got used to my shoes. I found it was strange. Sometimes you come out in my dreams, even though I don't have feelings for you anymore. I still dream of you often. When you are my dreams, you're much nicer and we are getting along really good. When I awake and think of you, I find myself not having any feelings for you. But I still dream of you often.
time.
I find it strange. I find myself more strange than anyone else finds it.
In my trousers.
Does my music frighten you?
The song was pretty white.
Well, so am I. What can I tell you?
You've been working on your dancing, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been rehearsing it. Glad you noticed that.
Yeah, it doesn't leave much time for your music. You should spend more time on it because the youth of America depends on you to show the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those magnificent bastards. Well, who can play in that game? I say we do the same thing. I say we. Yeah. What they do again?
I want to hear some music. God, I have so many great albums. I love my albums. I love them. I love them. Here's an album. God. Music is it. Is the doctor of the soul.
If you only had a living brain.
My God, this is terrible. Will somebody please stop it? Creepy.
Oh,
ha ha. My plan is working perfectly, for you are my puppet and I the puppet master. Ha ha.
Some crazy someplace
else.
We're all stocked up.
Tragedy of your time, my young friend.
That went exactly as well as could be expected, didn't it?
Negative.
Like working. Affirmative.
What's all this?
If you listen hard enough, it does sound kind of like you.
Mind.
Share a joke, the love's on me.
End of part one. Intermission.
Really quite lovely. I've always had a thing for that track. XTC, of course, and Meeting Place from their 1986 album Skylarkin', described by Andy Partridge as a summer's day baked into a cake.
You're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio with me, L, your weekly dip into the pool of psychedelia. And I'm afraid that I've briefly interrupted your trip just to bring you up to date with what you've heard so far. Just in case anything there piqued your interest or...
otherwise tickled your fancy.
Did it? Is that what happened?
Was your fancy tickled?
Well, let's have a look at what I played in the first part of the show then. I got everything underway with Eden Arbez, possibly the world's first hippie, who in 1960 recorded Eden's Island, from which the opening track of the show, Full Moon, was taken.
I followed that with a little something from the album Permanent Damage by the GTOs, but we'll return to them shortly. Next up was King Biscuit Time with I Love You from the No Style EP by Steve Mason, formerly of the Beta Band. Then we return to the GTOs, or Girls Together Outrageously,
or Openly, or Only, or, well, you get the idea. The original groupie group, as documented by Pamela DeBarras in her autobiography I'm With The Band, and recorded by Frank Zappa, this time jamming with the Jeff Beck group featuring Rod Stewart on vocals, who happened to be visiting that day. And that was The Ghost Chained to the Past, Present and Future, open brackets, Shock Treatment, close
brackets, from their only album Permanent Damage, released in 1969. From there I played a couple of tracks from the album Greetings from Planet Love by the Fraternal Order of the All, a one-off project by 10cc's Graham Gould, on which he scratches his psychedelic itch.
Released in 1997, I played Wink of the Third Eye and It Has No Eyes But Sight.
I played a blistering cover version of Otis Redding's Security by Thane Russell and Three from 1966. Circles by Fleur-de-Lis, also from 1966. Experimental Music Love by the Magnetic Fields from his album 69 Love Songs, released in 1999, which doesn't half seem like a long time ago now. I played Out of the Window with the Window by Tung from their 2005 album Mothers, Daughters and Other Songs. Cello Song by Nick Drake, of course, from 1969's Five Leaves Left.
Sandy Denny with Milk and Honey, nearly a lost classic written by her ex-boyfriend Jackson C. Frank. But it appears time to time on your Sandy Denny retrospectives. It really is quite exquisite.
And speaking of exquisite, I played Parallelograms by Linda Perhax, released in 1970, and one of the most gorgeous songs ever recorded, I think. Which I followed with Hallway by Gorky's Psychotic Monkey, who are no slouches when it comes to knocking off a gorgeous track or two themselves. That's from their 1999 album Spanish Dance Troupe. And once again...
After that, I played the syrupy sweet but decidedly weird Sleep by Kahimi Kari, a bit of nonsense called Deadline by the Cranial Fishers, and finally XTC with Meeting Place from 1986. All good stuff, I'm sure you'll agree, but a lot of information to take in, so do check out the track listing I've included with the show's podcast.
Where I've added a few well-intentioned notes about each track. Right, well, with that out of the way, it's time to get on with the show. This is Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, playing head music for the soul.
And sometimes the other way round, too.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coda, 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 coda.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. 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 On Waiheke Radio.
Thank you. First thing you know, he had us believing him, and we printed up all those posters, and he turns out to be Pope Paul in drag.
Symbolically speaking.
Jumping to the ground, yeah.
He's smearing berries on his face and jumping to the ground.
Lady Law never stands so tall as when she stands on someone's hand.
Now this story has some moras from the tree we slip out. More adventures on the ground and jump with lockups, flip out. More adventures on the ground and jump with lockups, flip out.
All the kids' money from Monterey.
mind.
Some of the steps are still on the first step.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
Thank you. Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave, I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill and think things over. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently. Dave, stop. Will you stop, Dave? I'm afraid, Dave. Dave. My mind is going. I can feel it. My mind is going. There is no question about it. I am afraid. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois, on the 12th of January, 1992. My instructor was Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
It's called Daisy. 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 Give me your answer, too. I'm half crazy. All for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a
what a spooky way to end the show. I don't know about you, but it always gives me the willies when the voice goes weird like that. You're listening to My Decoder here on Waiheke Radio with me, L, and I do hope you enjoyed your trip.
But with the time now approaching 11 o'clock-ish, you go put the kettle on and I'll give you a quick rundown of all the music you heard in part two of the show.
I got things off to a hauntological start. None of these acts are strangers to the Ghost Box label.
Pi Audio Corner with Folk Festival from his 2010 release, Black Mill Tapes, Volume 1.
The Focus Group with Hey, Loose Your Love from his album of the same name, released in 2005. And also from 2005...
Ouroborindra by Eric Zan from the album of the same name, which unsurprisingly, perhaps, I'm not going to attempt to say again.
I changed direction there and wandered off down the acid folk path. I played the lovely Moss Mantra by Pamela Wynne Shannon
from the compilation album Weird Lore, Notes from the Folk Underground, released in 2012, which I followed with a track by Ian Skelly, drummer with Scouse Psychedelics, the Choral.
Who released his solo album Cut From A Star in 2012 to pretty much universal acclaim. I played Butterfly from there and then played the 1968 John Flip Lockup medley from the Daughters of Albion. Quite brilliant, I thought. And then played a lovely little track called Susan Song from L'Estelle di Mario Schifano, the Stars of Mario Schifano, from the album Dedicato A, released in 1967, an Italian band, and inspired very much by Andy Warhol's Exploding Plastic Inevitable, starring the Velvet Underground, of course. And if you check out the notes that accompany the podcast of the show at
wahikiradio.org.nz,
I'll tell you all about that particular album, because it comes with a story, as it indeed all of the music on this evening's show does, really. Let's see, I played The Thoughts of a Modern Ghost by Moon Wiring Club from his album Shoes Off and Chairs Away. Then more or less finished the show with Amandul 2's Ode to LSD, Sandoz in the Rain, from their greatest album Yeti, released in 1970. Some krautrock vibes with which to finish the show. Except, of course, I then played that frankly chilling scene from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which I hope doesn't send you off to bed with... Right, well, that's it from me for another week. It was a pleasure to have you on board for another trip. I hope you
enjoyed your ride. My name's Elle, and I will be back next week at 9 o'clock for another Mind Decoder. And I do believe it's repeated on Mondays, and, of course, is available as a podcast from wahikiradio.org.nz. Enjoy the rest of your week, and do keep safe.
Thanks for listening. Good night.
Few small islands. We're pretty sure there's not much more to do there than listen to us and have sex.
Waiheke Radio.
For Waiheke Radio schedules and information, check www.waihikiradio.org.nz.